Blog Talk Radio.
Ooh, yeah, 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 the Dolly McCartney Show. Good news, good guests, and at least one good laugh, the Dolly McCartney Show.
Hello, everybody. This is Dolly McCarthy, your host for The Good Show, where we bring you every week good news, good guests, and at least one good laugh. I do have a good show for you, but first, a couple of announcements. I want to do a shout-out to everybody that has been supporting Parker's Living, my magazine, and The Dolly McCarthy Show, our efforts to bring awareness to people, folks in need. We are very proud to sponsor the Parkridge Newcomers Club Labor of Love Gala, Make Magic Happen. This is all happening on May 9th, 2020 at the Hyatt Regency O'Hare. But up until the actual big gala, we have many different charity, side smaller charity events. And we've had a couple already, and I want to thank everybody for coming out and supporting them, for sending me messages on Facebook and making donations on the GoFundMe page and directly to the Park Ridge Newcomers Club organization. This Saturday is one of our parties coming up, leading up to the actual date of the gala, and this one is called Winter Music Fest. The Park Ridge Living Magazine, the Dolly McCarthy Show, and Harp and Fiddle are very proud to bring to you Winter Music Fest happening this Saturday at the Harp and Fiddle in Uptown Park Ridge. You don't want to miss this. Tickets are $40, includes food and a couple of drinks and some great music and definitely lots of fun. You'll find me there. Yes, you will find me there with a Guinness in hand. Never going to turn down a party like that one. No, of course. Of course, well, we're sponsoring it, so I have to be there. But I hope you can join me. Please support the cause. Check out parkridgenewcomersclub.org/labor-of-love. There's the dash between labor of love. Or you can just email laborofloveoflove2020@gmail.com. You can reach out to me, too, anytime. On Facebook and Instagram, you know where to find me. Hello to everybody on WCKG 1530 AM, Tewaville Internet Radio. Everybody who's been listening to me since the very beginning on Blog Talk Radio, you're still there. Thank you, guys. And to Rivet Radio Network in Chicago, 1010 News Talk. Did I get everybody out there? If I've forgotten about you, it's not intentional. Just let me know. And if you are a network listening, we're trying to get on our iHeartRadio. They're considering the show on there, so I'm excited about that. More on that. I probably shouldn't say anything, because what if it doesn't happen? That's happened to me in the past, as you all know, my loyal listeners know. But it doesn't matter. You know where to find me. The more we grow, for me, it just gives me personal satisfaction to know that more people are listening to my I was going to say BS. I just said it. No, it's not. Listening to my show and all the good things that we promote on the show. Of course, I shouldn't have said that because it's not true. This is a good show. Every week we feature non-for-profits. This week, no different. And we like to talk to interesting guests. We have celebrities on the show, too, sometimes. Do you remember? I'm trying to pull up some notes here of my soon-to-be on-air guests. Okay, real quick, St. Pat's High School is celebrating 159 years over on Belmont. 159 years, that means next year is going to be a big one. And they want to invite you to their Green and Gold Gala on March 7th. You can check out stpatshighschool.org for more details on that. I told you about Labor of Love. Did I mention that I'm going back to Ireland? And you can come too. We are just about sold out for the Dolly McCarthy Show, Parker's Living, and the Harp and Fiddle journey to Ireland. We're going to be going November 1st through the 8th, and we have five spots left. So if you're still interested or on the fence, or if you're just hearing about it now for the first time, hello, you must be a new listener. please join us. Consider it. Everything's included except the airfare and travel insurance, all for $1,495. That's it. That's right. You heard me. $1,495. It includes all kinds of tours, lodging, professional motor coach, and your first pint of Guinness. And last on me, includes lots of meals and more. Come out March 5th for more details. We're going to have an information night. And those five spots will probably fill up. So if you're really interested, you must go. You must call me right away or just send me a message on Facebook or Instagram, okay? And we'll take care of you. That's November 1st through the 8th this year coming up. All right, I got that done. Chicago Auto Show. Nope, that's over with. That just ended. Hey, I know. The Dolly McCarthy's also. Show is also proudly sponsoring the Brightside Theater's production of Steel Magnolias. This is happening March 6th, so coming up, folks, March 6th through the 22nd, brought to you by the Brightside Theater, all taking place at Miley Swallow Hall at North Central College's campus in Naperville. You might want to check that out. That would make a great fun spring thing to do. Spring is right around the corner, that's for sure. And then their next production is going to be Mamma Mia. We're going to get details on that one, too. That's exciting. Lots of going on at the Brightside Theater. I think I've got all my announcements taken care of. Well, I thought I would run out of time here. All right. So my first guest on the show, I hope I've got the right number here. I hope I've got her. We got a couple guests today. Barb Dobler from Operation North Pole. Barb, is this you?
No, this is Lisa, Chakra Empowerment for Women, Lisa Erickson. You got me on your list there, too, yeah. I hope. I hope I'm calling it on the right day.
You are, but you're
okay, great.
And I'm looking forward, this is a great promo. We're going to talk about chakra, right? Am I saying it right?
You're saying it right. So should I go on mute? I'm not up yet. Sorry to jump the
gun.
I'm going to put you
on mute, and then I'll come back to you, but I like that you came on because I want to tease it because I want people to know what's coming. Not that they're not interested in what my first guest has to say. Barb Dobler with Operation North Pole is coming on, but don't want to miss Lisa Erickson here, author of Chakra Empowerment for Women. If you've never heard of chakra, I have never heard of it. I just heard the word not too long ago. Can you believe it? I'm living under a rock. But this is the thing. I'm all about learning new things, and I know there's lots of you out there that are in the same boat as me, and so we're going to dive into that in a few moments. But first, this is The Good Show on Blog Talk Radio.
Ooh, yeah, 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 The Dolly McCarthy Show.
Hello there. Barb, are you there?
I'm here.
Well, welcome to The Good Show, Barb. Barb from Operation North Pole. Welcome. And Barb, you're the executive director, right? Did you start this organization, this non-for-profit?
I did.
Can you tell us about it? I just heard about it from one of your volunteers, Jim, who's a firefighter in Roselle, I believe it is.
No, he's in Niles.
Niles, did I get it wrong? Oh, sorry, Jim. He's like, get me over there. Jim was so kind. I threw some information on a show about over the summer. We were talking about my bike, and Jim was so kind enough to volunteer to help me get my bike. And I said, Jim, how can I ever repay you? And he says, you know what you could do? You could talk to my friend Barb over at Operation North Pole. I said, absolutely, and I can't believe it's taken this long to have you on.
Yeah, he's a good kid. We call him our one of our lead elves.
Yes, he's a good elf. You know,
yes,
there's those naughty and mean elves out there, but you got all good elves working for you.
Absolutely.
So Operation North Pole, here it is. Still snow and winter. It's not quite Christmas time, really, but it's still important. This is an ongoing charity. Tell us about it.
We're just heading into our 11th year as a 501c3 charity. A good friend of mine and I started it back then, and we have been very successful over the years. And what we do is we take terminally ill children, and their families on a fantasy trip to the North Pole every year. Our event is held at the Donald E. Stevens Convention Center. And we are very fortunate enough to have been able to partner with Metra, and we wrap a five-car train in the Christmas decor motif, and we like to say that it's our gift to the city of Chicago every year. We're the first ones in the United States that's actually wrapped an entire five-car train set, so we're very proud of that.
Nice. And I've seen it. Very neat. Go ahead.
We have an open application for our families in years past. We've worked with the local children's hospitals and found out that we were leaving a lot of the kids out of the application process and their families. So we opened it up to everybody. We usually have about 75 families that participate. This year we had families from five different states, as far away as Nebraska, Pennsylvania, northern Wisconsin, Missouri. So the word's getting out about our event and how wonderful it is. So once again, we're very proud of what we do. And we take them on that fancy trip to the North Pole via the Metra with all of our elves and firefighters and elves on the shelf to entertain them on the train. And once we come back to the convention center in Rosemont, they're greeted by Santa and a gauntlet of firefighter and police officers, usually around 200 of them, down on a knee to welcome them to the North Pole.
Oh.
Which is very moving.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And this is an event that you prepare for year round. In fact, is it in August where you offer eligible families that opportunity to attend this event?
Well, we have our Secret Santa, where our families, different people can come out and they can adopt our children that have been selected to come to the North event, send us a wish list for not only the sick child, but their siblings up to the age of 12. And we buy gifts for all of those children. Each child, we spend $300 on each child. And so that is held in August. And then we do fundraising all year long. As you probably know, we have our biggest fundraiser this coming Monday, March 2nd, at the Convention Center in Rosemont. It's called our Operation Taste, where we have 50 of the top chefs in the Chicagoland area and suburbs coming to do a tasting. And so anything from five-star Michelin chefs coming to, the local establishment in your town coming to make some fine food. So we're kind of promoting that so that people can come out and join us.
Very nice. So this is coming up this Monday, did you say?
Monday, March 2nd. You buy a table of eight. The cost is $125 a person. An individual ticket is $150. And it's a great way to come out and taste some of this fabulous food that you might not ever taste. So we're hoping that maybe some people that are listening to this program will want to come out and join us.
Well, absolutely. Sounds like a great time and obviously a great cause here. We've been talking to Barb, am I saying your last name right? Dabler?
Dabler.
It's Dabler, D-A-D. Got it, with Operation North Pole. The founder of Operation North Pole, and obviously, this is not Christmas time, folks, obviously, but this is a very important cause, and Christmas always creeps up on us very quickly. This is the type of event. It does, and you have to prepare year-round for it, and you're having events throughout the year preparing for it as well. This sounds like a really great time this Monday. So they could go to which website? Do they need to buy tickets on the website, or can they buy things at the door?
We don't sell tickets at the door, but they can go to Operation Taste to purchase their tickets, or OperationNorthPole.org, either one.
Yeah. And Barb, did you tell? This is your what year are you entering in now with Operation North Pole?
We're heading into our 11th year.
That's what I thought you said. Very nice.
Yeah.
And after this event on Monday, how much money do you expect to raise at this event? And this is going towards the big the big party in December, right?
Yeah. Anywhere from $50,000 to $75,000 is our hope to get that kind of money. Mm-hmm. It's our goal.
What are some of the restaurants that we can find there?
We have restaurants like Le Bouchon, Osteria Truly, Stefani Prime, Pennyville Station, Gibson's, Bartucci, Chez Moi, Le Nomad, Mamma
Mia.
Well,
a lot of these restaurants I've been wanting to try, but, you know, it's always hard to find the time to get to them. So how cool is this? You can try something from all of these restaurants. And I know Pennyville Station right here in Park Ridge, which, by the way, I have to do a shout out to Tony Antonacci, who is a major sponsor of Labor of Love this year.
Yes,
we can, and now I'm glad to hear that he's helping and supporting you in Operation North Pole, too. It's wonderful.
They're good
to
guys
see that.
There. So, yeah, we have a lot of, True Lux, Tavern on Rush, Carmine's, Gene and Giorgetti's. So we have a great lineup of a variety of different kinds of foods.
Fantastic.
Yeah, it's kind of fun to try different things.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, the train is so awesome. If you guys have ever seen it, and if you've not seen it, you do try to find it around the holidays if you can. But even still, you can still donate and support it. That you're making a lot of children happy. Is there a way that people can volunteer, Barb, too?
For the day's event, we really have a closed group of people that come and help us. But we're always looking for volunteers to help clean up and set up. And, we always could use the donation of money. We have a golf outing at the end of May 29th, I think it is. The other thing that we do is we provide children with winter coats. And last year we provided 5,000 brand new winter coats for children. And this year we're hoping to do 10,000 brand new winter coats for children in need.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So it's not just
the
days.
It's good to know because I'm cleaning
out
the closets every spring. People are cleaning out their closets. So it's good to know. So you can check out their website, operationnorthpole.org. Barb, thanks so much for all you're doing in the Chicagoland area for our kids and families in need. It's truly wonderful, and you're bringing a lot of people, a lot of joy, not just around Christmas time, but throughout the year. I wanted to have you on the show around Christmas time. There's so many people giving around that time of year. You might think it's odd to have her on the show. Here we are in late February. But as we've discussed and demonstrated with Barb has told us, there's a lot of ongoing events throughout the year, golf outing. This Monday night in Rosemont, right at the Donald Stevenson Center, you can sample dozens of restaurants all around Chicago and some really fine restaurants, fine dining.
Absolutely.
And usually it costs about $100-$150 to go to some of these restaurants. Or here, just for that one price, you can sample them all. Sounds like
absolutely.
So,
yeah.
Sounds like a
absolutely.
Great time. Barb, thanks for all you're doing.
Well, thank
and
you.
We,
thanks for having us.
And I'm sorry there's a delay here with your line, but we hope to have you back on the show near the holidays, so we'll reach out then. So keep us in the loop, keep us informed, and again, good luck with all you're doing.
Thank you so much. Maybe we'll see you on Monday night.
I hope to get over there. You know, there's a lot of great things going on in Rosemont. Speaking of which, later in the show, we're going to be talking to the Village of Rosemont because they're going to have their restaurant week starting.
Restaurant week.
Here we go. Can I say restaurant? All right. So they're going to have their restaurant week starting right after Barb's event for Operation North Pole. Barb, thanks again.
Thank you so much. It was nice talking.
You're welcome. Oops, I didn't mean to cut her off. God bless her. Such a sweet lady. I don't know what happened there. All right, give me 1 second, and we'll be back with our next guest, Alisa Erickson, who's the author of Chakra Empowerment for Women. Hold on a second.
Good news, good guests, and at least one good laugh. The Dolly McCarthy Show.
Yes, good show.
The Dolly McCarthy Show.
Well, hello, Lisa. Are you there?
I am here. Hi, Dolly.
Oh, hello. Thank you for waiting. You're so patient. I appreciate that. I'm glad we can finally connect. And I've been, I got your email when you were telling me about your new book. It's called Chakra Empowerment for Women. and the email with all the information in there. I'd never heard of chakra. It's terrible.
No, not at all. Yeah, it's really sort of new in the West still.
I know. Well, and my girlfriends in my book club are like, "What is chakra?" We'll all find out. So the book again is called Chakra Empowerment for Women by Lisa Erickson. It's a self-guided techniques for healing trauma, owning your power, and finding overall wellness. I love it. That speaks to me. So when I read that in your email, I was like, okay, let's have her on the show and discover what this is all about. Women's energetics. Tell us, let's start with, what is chakra? Are chakras real?
Mm-hmm.
Can you give us the lowdown about this?
I will give you the lowdown. So chakras are energy centers, and within Eastern traditions, including the tradition most people would be the most familiar with in the West, is yoga. Chakras are a big part of yoga, but most of us in the West don't realize that the chakra, the yoga physical positions were designed to help us align energy lines in our body. And other things that have come to the West that really are based on energy body teachings are acupuncture, acupressure, even reflexology, different forms of massage. They're not just meant to work on the physical body. They're working on what's called our energy anatomy, that we have flows of energy that are working through our body. So are they real or not? I just encourage people to try the techniques and see if they benefit from them and sort of hold off on the whole question of real, not real. Try the techniques, see if they work for you. And really, as mindfulness, both yoga and mindfulness have become these, you know, buzzwords. They're more and more prevalent. Hospitals are teaching them. Schools are teaching them because we realize they have so many benefits in terms of helping us manage stress and our health. And chakras are kind of a piece of that. They're working with your chakras is focusing on a certain part of your body as you breathe or visualize. Doing so helps activate the energy of that particular chakra. And each chakra is connected with an energy that you might want more of in your day or life. More confidence, more clarity, more authenticity or ability to speak clearly. Each chakra is linked to different functions in our life. So
okay.
Is that clear as mud or?
That helps. That helps. And,
okay,
and
good.
What are the different chakras? How many are there?
Different systems have different mappings of like what's the major ones and the minor ones, but the main system has seven chakras, and that's what I work with in my book. They are laid out from our tailbone. They align with our spine, and you focus when you're working with them at each of these seven points from your tailbone up to the crown of your head. So, for example, the first one, you would focus on your tailbone, sometimes placing a hand there, breathe into that spot, and traditionally visualize red light there. And some people are more visual than others. So for some people, breathing works better. For some people, focusing, imagining light there works better. And then there's also the option of using affirmations. And that root chakra is really linked to our feelings of being safe in our body, of feeling strong in our body. In energy medicine, it's linked to our immune system. So when you're trying to strengthen any of those things, you would focus on this part of your body and you could say, I am safe, my immune system is strong, and you would spend a minute or so breathing and focusing on that part of your body and it activates that chakra. And then there's six more in your pelvis, in your navel, in your heart, your throat, your forehead, and the top of your head. And each one has different powers, you could say, associated with them.
For example, okay, I know we probably don't have time to go through all seven, at least not in great detail, but the one for your throat, give me an example of what that can do when you're sitting here breathing and we're focusing on the throat.
Yeah.
That would
and
help
when I
someone
advise
with their confidence
focusing on that
speaking?
One is, yeah, if you were about to do public speaking, if you feel as if you're muddled, your words aren't coming out right, you're in a situation where you're having a hard time expressing yourself, or you're about to go into a situation where it's maybe going to be like that, you can focus right in your throat and you can just place one finger there and visualize blue light there. That's the color associated with that chakra. And breathe and imagine that your breath, as it moves in and out of your body through that chakra, right, through your neck, is magnifying this blue light. And it's really just a kind of mindfulness breath practice. And it empowers that center. If you're working with it sort of not in your daily life but at home over time because you feel like this is a problem area for you, speech is a problem area for you, probably not in your line of work a problem for you, but for some people it is.
Sometimes
you
it
would
happens.
Add affirmations to it, right? Like, mm-hmm. I can express myself clearly. I am authentic. I work with a lot of trauma survivors, and sometimes this speaking is very difficult for them because there's a lot of fears and anxieties from the trauma they've experienced in their life. So the throat chakra is one that I might work with a lot with individuals like that.
Mm-hmm. Well, we're talking with Lisa Erickson here, the author of Chakra Empowerment for Women, men too, he used this too, but we're just talking about women here. You can channel more confidence, she says, and creativity and joy in your life with understanding
mm-hmm.
your body's energy centers, these chakras, these seven chakras.
Mm-hmm.
So if many of my listeners are too, what's a good way? Well, obviously we should get the book, right?
Good way to start. Yes, get the book.
What's a good way to start? Is this a beginner's book? Really?
This is a beginner's book.
Okay.
I've really tried to make it really, really accessible. It has some information that is specific to women and things like pregnancy and menopause that isn't as widely known. So people already familiar with the chakras, maybe from a yoga class or something like that, will find some new material in it. But the way I've laid it out and the way I've laid out the exercises, they're just step-by-step, focus on this part of your body, imagine red light there, breathe into it for a minute or two. And then I also have recordings on the book website where I'm speaking them. So if you're not someone that likes to read an exercise like that in a book, you can listen to me guiding you through it. So I've tried to make it for anyone who's never done meditation, never done yoga, and also put some new stuff in there.
Mm-hmm. Now, what got you into this? What was it that, you know, made you
yeah.
look into this?
Yeah.
What's your background, too? Were you a yoga
yeah.
teacher? How did you get into this?
Yeah, I actually was not. I was working in technology. I was a corporate executive in New York City, but I was experiencing a lot of stress medical symptoms. You know, I was having headaches and stomach problems and all this stuff and going through medical tests, and they're just telling me you're stressed out. There's nothing else. You know, I was just in my 20s. I was quite young and healthy otherwise. So I went to a mindfulness meditation class, which was still quite new at the time. Now there's a lot of them around. And I experienced such shifts in my ability to manage stress that it sent me on this whole search. And so from there I got into yoga and I learned about the chakras. And for me, I liked working with the chakras more than just general mindfulness because it incorporated visualizations. It incorporated feelings in my body that felt really real to me, whereas mindfulness, which I also teach and like, is really based on just focusing on your breath, sort of watching your breath and calming your mind down. But I'm a very active mental person, so having the visuals and the feelings in these different parts of my body was more helpful for me. And then when I had my first child, I had another health crisis, and that sort of led me down this road of researching energy, body, and energy medicine teachings on pregnancy and menopause and these different shifts we have in our body at different points in our life.
Sounds good. Wow, I would love to check out this book myself and learn more about it. You also talk about speeding your recovery from a cold. How does using chakras, or you mentioned
mm-hmm.
empowerment, how is that,
mm-hmm.
that
yeah.
you know, how can you do that with those things? I mean, a cold is a cold, right? Or
yeah.
you really have power over it mentally and through chakras.
Well, what we do know, there's a few different components of it. What we do know is that when we are experiencing stress or anxiety, different chemicals like our adrenals and cortisone are kicked up in our system. It's the stress response in our system. And those harm your immune system ability to fight something off, right? So stress is bad for your health. We know that. But that's one of the very real ways it impacts you. It actually kind of cripples your immune system. So the idea behind mindfulness and chakra work and yoga and all of how they impact us is that they lower your stress point. If you're doing them regularly, they actually reduce the amount of adrenaline and cortisol your body is producing. And they increase your ability when you're in a moment when something is happening that's stressful for you. They help you in that moment. They give you tools to halt the stress response. And all of that boosts your immune system. They all boost your immune system. In the moment then, if you can learn to kind of activate that feeling of being relaxed in your body, that releases relaxation hormones in your body, which actually speed your immune system. They actually boost your immune system. So all of this is scientifically proven, right? In terms of which technique is going to work best for each person, like I said, I like the chakras because they're very visceral. You feel them in your body and when you've been working with them after a certain amount of time. Mm-hmm. So really focusing on, for example, that root chakra at your tailbone really releases this relaxation response that speeds up your immune system and helps you fight things off faster.
Mm-hmm. Well, the book is really geared towards empowering women. So I want to dive mm-hmm. into another, if you have time. And my next
sure,
guest,
absolutely.
I want to just mention my next guest, Michelle McDonald with the Village of Rosemont. Rosemont is a suburb right outside of Chicago proper. It is having restaurant week. I can't say restaurant. There we go. Maybe I need to use the chakra and focus the blue light on my
throat. You need the throat clearing.
Rosemont Restaurant Week is coming up, and they also have a St. Patty's Day bar crawl coming up, and she's going to be coming up next on the Deli McCarthy Show. So don't go away. We'll be right back. We're going to talk a little bit more with Lisa Erickson.
Hey, this is Vanilla Ice, and you're listening to the Deli McCarthy Show. Holla and pop your collar. Hey, everybody. It's JT Hodges, and you are listening to the Deli McCarthy Show.
Good news, good guests, and at least one good laugh, the Deli McCarthy Show.
Yeah,
good show, the Deli McCarthy Show.
I am your host, Deli McCarthy, Self-Guided Techniques for Healing Trauma, Owning Your Power, and Finding Overall Wellness. I'm not a medical expert, but I do know one thing. Women struggle with relationships like anybody else, really. We have a hard time with boundaries. We can't say no.
Mm-hmm.
And we also mm-hmm. have a hard time letting go of relationships because women are more emotional, let's just face it, than men. Let's give scenarios here. Letting go of an old relationship that's no longer in your highest good. How do you use chakras to help you with that?
Mm-hmm. Well, there's a few different things. One thing is that, you know, within energy teachings, it's said that we have these energy lines, like we actually exchange energy with people in our lives, right? So part of when you're letting go of someone in your life is cutting that energy line. And really, it can be very powerful to just imagine that you're cutting this line, you're bringing your power back into your own body. For the people you're in relationship with, your spouse and your children, and I have 3 children and a spouse, so that you are, you know, exchanging energy with all the time, it's really about empowering your ability to feel as if you don't have to take their emotions on. You don't have to process their emotions for them. You can be supportive. You can sort of emanate out from what's called your heart chakra. That's our nurturing energy. But you don't have to take their emotions in when they're upset about something, which is what a lot of women unknowingly do. So on that level, we really focus on the navel chakra in the navel center, visualizing what most women find really helpful is a flame, like a candle flame there in your belly, that is sort of creating this warmth throughout your body and this energetic integrity, this sense of having a shield almost. And that helps you have this feeling that you are just in your own emotions, experiencing your own emotions. You can emanate out to others, but you're not taking their emotions in. So that visualization and the line cutting work is something that a lot of women find powerful in terms of helping them shift how they relate to people.
I really like that. Cutting off that energetic line. Is that what you call it?
Mm-hmm.
The energy line. Do we just visualize a big old scissors and cut it off?
That's exactly what I do.
Friend.
In fact, I tell people
See
to pretend
friend.
They're... Yeah. And then you say, basically, you know, I wish you well, goodbye. And you really imagine all your energies coming back into your own body, whatever you'd been putting into that relationship that's now done for you. if you're moving on, for example, if it's a relationship that's ending. Yeah, it's very powerful.
Very powerful. Wow. Well, you've really sparked a lot of curiosity, and I'm really excited to dive into the book here. It's called Chakra Empowerment for Women, Self-Guided Techniques for Healing Trauma, Owning Your Power, Own It, Girl, Finding Overall Wellness.
That's right.
By Lisa Erickson. And where can we find the book, Lisa?
It's available at Amazon and Barnes & Noble and everywhere else. It's both Kindle and print. Yeah.
Fantastic. Where do you live, by the way? Where can we?
I am in South Los Angeles. I'm in California.
Okay. I was going to say.
But I have Midwestern roots. Are you picking up a Midwestern? my whole family's from Minnesota. I grew up in Minneapolis.
Oh, fantastic. Well, great. Well, if you're ever in the Chicagoland area, you better come back on the show. And I'd love to meet you. And we can talk more about this. I want to talk to you after I know more about it, so then I could really dive in and my listeners will.
Oh, yeah. We can get into pregnancy and menopause. There's all sorts of fun things.
Yeah, I'm over the pregnancy stuff. Menopause, well, that sounds good.
more than that.
Thanks so much, Lisa. Good luck with the book, and we really appreciate your time on the show.
Me too. Thanks for having me on, Dolly. Bye.
Okay. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Dolly McCarthy Show.
All righty. We are so thrilled to have on the show now from the Village of Rosemont, Michelle McDonald, who is organizing Rosemont's Restaurant Week. I sound like Barbara Walters. Remember the character Gilda Radner on SNL when she couldn't pronounce everything was with a W. I just can't get restaurant out this. There we go. Restaurant. Out this week.
I know. Try and say that three times fast.
Michelle McDonald, welcome to the show. Hi there. How are you? Thank you for coming.
I'm good. How are you? Thanks for having me on the show.
Fantastic. So, Restaurant Week is coming up March 1st through the 7th. That's this Sunday, right?
Yes, it's starting.
All right.
In a couple short days here. Yep.
Yeah. How long has the village been having this particular week? I'm trying to avoid restaurant. There, I did it again. I got it.
Rosemont Restaurant Week. I know it's a tough one to say. We've been doing it for quite a few years now. They started it just in the Parkway Bank Park Entertainment District area. That's where they initially started doing it, and then we, within the last 3 years, branched out to additional restaurants in the Village of Rosemont outside of the entertainment district. So this year we actually have 18 different restaurants that are participating. And so there is a lot of variety in food options to choose from for sure.
Yeah, Rosemont has something for everybody. High-end, just casual hangouts like Moretti's, all the way up to really high-end like Capital Grill. Tell us about some of the other ones that I'm not mentioning, but we should mention them all. There's only 18.
I can quick list them off here. We've got Adobe Gilas, which is in the entertainment district, as well as Bub City, Carlucci, Carmine's, Five Roses, Fogo de Chao, Gene and Giorgetti's, Harry Carey's, the Hofbräu House Chicago, Liberty Tavern, which is inside of the Hilton Hotel, McCormick and Schmick, Morton's Steakhouse, Murray Brothers Caddyshack, the Myrick, which is inside of Sheraton Chicago O'Hare Hotel. We've got Park Tavern, Sugar Factory, the Ashburn, which is inside of the Lowe's Hotel, and we have the Rose Hotel, which has a little restaurant in their lobby area that is also participating. So it's a very wide variety of different kinds of food and restaurants. Our menus really vary. Some of the restaurants have done both lunch and dinner menus, so the menus do vary in price, anywhere from $11.99 to $55 per meal, depending on the restaurant that you're going to. But the way that they all have participated is they've put together their own special menu for this week. It is a prefixed menu, so there's a little bit of a starter portion that you can choose from. Most menus have 1 to 3 different options for starter, and you get to choose from one of those. And then there is a main a course. So there's three, mm-hmm. anywhere from one to three options with the main course, and then same for dessert. So you get all of that within the menu for that certain set price that the restaurant has given.
Those are a little bit of a special price in there. So if you're on a budget and you really want to try those higher end restaurants, are they offering a special pricing on that, those samples, those
yes.
selections?
And
okay.
A lot of these menus are really at a great price for, I mean, even some of the higher end restaurants that are typically, you know, a little bit more expensive, such as, let's say, Morton Steakhouse. Their menu is set at $48, but you get to choose from five or six different starters to five or six different entrees, and then they've got accompaniments and dessert. So it's like you get so much for your money.
Yeah, that sounds really nice. And our earlier guest talked about Operation North Pole. I'm sure mm-hmm. you guys are familiar with them. They're going to be in Rosemont at the Donald Stevenson Center on Monday, take that back, Monday as well, with a zillion restaurants over there as well. I probably shouldn't plug that when you got the restaurants going on over here. But what I'm trying to say is Rosemont is the place to be to eat in the next week.
Oh, yeah.
So, get to Rosemont.
Definitely.
So many great, not only restaurants, but a lot of fun things to do now with Joe's Live over there now.
Absolutely.
Murray Brothers.
And we just got in. Murray Brothers is new. We just got in Pete's Piano Bar, which is over in the entertainment district. There really is a lot to do.
I was just going to mention, yeah, that Pete's Piano Bar is a blast. Murray Brothers, I've been in there twice, and each time I've seen the Murray Brothers themselves in there. So
really?
If you're looking to meet the Murray Brothers, they actually do hang out in their own restaurant, believe it or not. They're in there. I've seen Andy
cool.
almost every time I've gone in there, Andy Murray. So it's always it's nice to go in there. And they're from the Chicago area. They're right from the north suburbs. So this is their hometown. Yeah. The final day is the 7th. That's what day of the week is that? Is that a Sunday to Sunday
that
we've got going here?
It is Sunday to Saturday.
Mm-hmm. Okay, yep. Great. Nice.
Saturday
well,
to
if
7.
You if you have never heard of Rosemont, it's just, you know, 5 minutes from the airport, 20 minutes from downtown Chicago. It's a quick ride after work and before you head out way out into the suburbs where you live, stopping off in Rosemont. It's really a fun place to be. I can't believe the growth and the fun factor in this town, you know? So
yes.
You guys are doing a great job there. Any other
Thank
big
you.
Events coming up? You got a pub crawl coming up too, right?
We do,
okay.
yeah. I actually work in the entertainment district here at Parkway Bank Park, and we are putting on a St. Patrick's Day bar crawl Friday, March 13th from 6 to 10 p.m. It's really a fun little thing. Grab your friends, come on out. You can buy your tickets online for $10 or at the door for $15. All of the participating restaurants that are hosting this bar crawl, they are all within the entertainment district, so they're walking distance from each other. You just hop from one bar to the next. There's no specific order, but you're basically given a punch card. And if you go into each of the participating restaurants and get punched by the bartender, not you physically get punched, but the card, then you come back. You're entered to win for the grand prize, which is a dinner for two at Fogarty Chow and a one-night stay at Aloft. So pretty good prize there. But we've got, quite a few different restaurants that are participating, so it should be a really fun time.
Absolutely. Always a fun time in Rosemont. Lots of Irish fun, too, on the 13th as well. Where can folks get more information on the restaurant week and the bar crawl?
So for the restaurant week, you can go to rosemontrestaurantweek.com. There's actually a whole website where you can get all of the information. And under the restaurant tab, if you click on restaurants, it brings up the whole list of restaurants. You can go into each restaurant that is participating, you can click on their name, and it will bring up a section about that restaurant. You can read all of the menus, and you could actually book a table for this upcoming week. So definitely get on there, reserve your table, call a friend, call a family member, meet up, come on out. It's going to be a great time. And to tell you the truth, I was able to go in and get some of the pictures for social media, and, you know, we went in around lunchtime, so we got to taste some of these dishes.
Ooh.
And they were delicious. So I would say definitely try it out.
Yeah. Any one
and
in
then,
particular must-try dessert that we I have never heard of that you've discovered, or am I putting you on the spot, Michelle, or an entree or an appetizer that people must try that they've never, you know, it's a rarity.
You know, it was really good. We had... I tried last year over at the Harry Carey's. They have their arancini. They're delicious. Those were really good.
The arancini,
the
breaded rice balls stuffed with peas
yep.
and ground beef.
Oh, yeah, they do it very good over there. They do those really good. And then we tried the octopus over there, which was very delicious. And then
Harry Carey was such a good chef.
Yeah. Oh, man, delicious. And that was just the appetizer, so I can't imagine what the main courses would taste like. But, I mean, we got to sample a little bit of everything around town here, and, oh, my goodness, it was all so delicious.
Well, no doubt, no doubt. Well, Michelle McDonald, thanks so much. She's the event planner at Parkway Bank Park, the entertainment district there in Rosemont. We really appreciate your time, Michelle. And we will see you hopping the restaurants. Checking them all out.
Sounds good.
Crawl.
And if you have any other questions, feel free to go on our website, give us a call. If you're interested in our bar crawl, we have our tickets online at eventbrite.com. You search St. Patrick's Day Bar Crawl in Rosemont, you will find us.
Fantastic. Thanks again, Michelle. Say hello to all my friends in Rosemont, including the mayor over there. And,
oh, for sure.
And Stacy as well. We really appreciate you guys, and keep up the good work and what you're doing, rolling all the fun times in over in Rosemont, Illinois. Thanks a lot, Michelle. Take care.
Thank
you.
See you
next week.
Thanks for including us on your show. Bye-bye.
Of course. Bye-bye. All righty. We got to wrap up the show. It went a little long today, which is okay. I just want to recap. Operation Taste is happening Monday, March 2nd, 2020 in Rosemont at the Donald B. Stevenson Convention Center. You don't want to miss that. It's a great event, a fundraiser for Operation North Pole. And I just had a great time on the show today. I hope you guys all enjoyed the show. Please like the show on Facebook and follow us on Instagram and on Twitter. And we got to end the show now. Be good, everybody. Be good to each other. And we will see you next time on The Good Show. So long.
Ooh, yeah, yeah, yeah. The Dolly.